One of the more common posts I get from folks commenting on videos regarding the possibilities of alien life is that if we ever did discover evidence of alien life, whether near or far, would the public be told? It's a fair question. The governments of this world don't always tell us what they're doing or what they know. But in the case of the discovery of alien life, it becomes complicated in that many of the ways in which science could discover alien life isn't under the control of the government, or any one country for that matter. The first complicating factor is that people tend to forget that this world has no single government. Rather, it has over 195 countries, all with different governing authorities. And science is being done in most of them, one way or another. Take China. They currently have the largest single-dish radio telescope in the world, FAST, and SETI research is on their agenda. Clearly, they aren't going to care if the US government or anyone else asks them to keep a discovery of a radio signal of alien origin secret. They would only do so if they deemed fit, and chances are they'd tell the world to stake their claim to the discovery, probably the most important discovery in human history. But another aspect of this is that most SETI experiments aren't under government control. They're often either privately funded entities working off donations, such as Breakthrough Listen, or through universities or other funding that has nothing to do with the government. For the US government, there was a very long period where funding SETI searches was off-limits for NASA due to a stigma imposed on it by a congressman that thought funding the search for little green men was a waste of taxpayer money. He later regretted that, as he learned more about just what the search for extraterrestrial intelligence meant. But the deed was done, and only recently has NASA started to approach the search for alien technosignatures once again. So how do you keep a bunch of privately funded scientists quiet in an age of press releases, email, leaks, social media, and the fact that the scientists involved are often citizens of many different countries? The reality is that you can't keep it quiet. On this channel, I have reported on a number of candidate SETI signals, from WOW to BLC1, and none of them were successfully kept quiet. Whenever something weird is seen in SETI, word of it usually makes it out, often within days of the discovery. I've also spoken to many scientists in SETI on Event Horizon, and many more privately, and no one has ever said that representatives from any government have shown up and given them any indication that what they find must be kept secret, or that they even have to keep quiet about it, or else. At least in the US, try to get such a thing through the court system. It's not illegal to look at the sky, and then scream from the rooftops what you see. Granted, it may be different in some parts of the world, but for most of it, the secret cannot be kept. And it wouldn't be that damaging of a thing if a world 25 light years away was found to be emanating a technological radio signal. It would be keeping a secret for the sake of keeping a secret. If you saw some transmission, say it was a radar or their version of I Love Lucy, what does it actually change for humanity? It tells us that we aren't alone and aliens exist. That shouldn't come as much of a surprise. We exist, and we are someone else's alien civilization. It would be the coolest and most profound discovery of human history, but it likely wouldn't be a threat, just a chance detection of someone else's very, very distant existence and technology. People often say it would destroy the world's religions, but if you really dig deeply, most interpretations of the world's religions either say alien life is possible, or they simply don't address it at all, and focus specifically on the human. In other words, it would have no real effect on religion other than in a handful of minority interpretations. In such a reality, it would be news for sure, aliens exist. But most people would move on with life other than us diehards looking for more information. Give me a verifiable SETI discovery that can be studied, and this channel has not yet even begun to explore the possibilities of alien life. But after a few weeks, it would be simply a matter of common knowledge that alien life exists. And by the time we discovered the 240th alien civilization, it might not even be a mainstream news story, just another report of alien radar. So the scientists, they can't keep a secret. They want to make that announcement and take the credit for it. It's Nobel Prize level material. And for proof of it, just look at the WOW signal and other candidates for alien signals we have. The information on those was freely given. So the real question here is the other way you might find alien life, specifically if it's located close by. And here we find something surprising. The potential discovery of alien life has been officially announced 3 times by a government entity. And that government was that of the United States, the one government often held up as the one that would never tell its people of the existence of alien life. 2 of these were due to research done by NASA. In 1976, the 2 Viking lander probes to Mars carried what was known as the labeled release experiment. Essentially, how this experiment worked is that you would take soil samples on the Martian surface and expose them to nutrients. The test came back positive twice. Something in the Martian soil appears to have metabolized the nutrients, leading to the announcement of the results. For a short time, Mars appeared to have surface microbial life. Pandemonium did not ensue. But NASA jumped the gun, and other scientists called the results into question. It may have been that the perceived metabolization was actually a chemical reaction with the soil that had nothing to do with life. Another question is the sterility of the Martian surface. One can envision subsurface microbes hanging around in an aquifer, but it's much harder to envision microbes on the surface exposed to the devastating radiation from the sun. But the team maintains, to this day, that it was a legitimate detection, and the whole thing remains a mystery within planetary science. The second NASA announcement was work done in the 1990s on a meteorite found in Antarctica, believed to have been of Martian origin. It appeared that in the clays embedded in the cracks in the rock, there were microscopic fossil remnants of something that resembled microbial life. These traces had an issue. They were significantly smaller than any microbial life on Earth. There are hypotheses surrounding the theoretical minimum size for life, and an open question that microbial life, much smaller than what we've discovered, may exist on Earth. But in the end, the results were again called into question by other scientists, and the controversy over the detection remains, though a consensus is forming that it was not, in fact, evidence of microbial life. So that's 2 times that NASA essentially jumped the gun and were all too eager to tell the world of the discovery of alien life, to the point that it might have been premature. But that's microbial life on Mars, which would not likely have an impact on affairs here on Earth, other than calls to sterilize or isolate any samples returned from Mars and give a heads up to any astronauts visiting the red planet. Even then, it's highly unlikely that any life on Mars could infect life on Earth. But here's where the whole thing gets strange. Microbes are one thing, but the detection of a close alien civilization is another. And this is where we get into the 3rd announcement of the discovery of alien life. This time it wasn't NASA. It was the US Army, and it was Roswell. The first explanation they gave of the origin of the object was that it was a crashed flying saucer, only to walk that back the next day and say it was a weather balloon, only to walk that back in the 1990s saying it was a mysterious, top-secret Project Mogul balloon, designed to monitor Soviet nuclear testing, only to alter it yet again by the suggestion that the reports of recovered bodies, instead of outright stating they didn't exist, suggested that they were military crash test dummies, as though such things had anything to do with the very weight and altitude-sensitive Project Mogul balloons. 4 different explanations. Make of it what you will. But the point is, the US government has a history of jumping the gun regarding the announcement of alien life. And there was a time when it was household knowledge that Mars had canals and a civilization on it, perhaps drawing their plans against us. It may even be that the early 20th century saw a higher level of belief in the US of nearby alien life than exists now, though the numbers remain high. At no time did pandemonium on a large scale happen. Though there was some reaction when people took Orson Welles' 1938 War of the Worlds broadcast as real, where some number of listeners, though it was never large, more is made of that incident than what actually happened, took the story at face value and believed for a time that Earth was being invaded by Martians. But there are also cases where it might make sense to keep the discovery secret, or even disseminate false information on the topic. This gets into whether you actually recover alien technology. If you did, and you didn't fully understand how it works, it's probably a better idea to keep the information highly compartmentalized and very secret, as it gives you an advantage over rival nation states, so long as you can eventually back engineer it. But you might also disseminate false information to throw your rivals off. and either send them on wild goose chases for technologies that don't exist, or make them think your technology is more advanced than it actually is. And the final reason is a spooky one. You might also keep it secret if it was abundantly clear that you were pitted against a vastly superior technological power, and there simply isn't anything you can do about it. So unless it acts in a hostile way, it may simply be better not to inform the public. Ignorance is bliss. This is the least likely, however, given that if such a thing ever became known, multiple governments around the world would likely know, and someone would not be able to keep a secret due to an increasing amount of people in the know. Such a scenario might look like rumors and claims of captured alien technology with no confirmation. Sound familiar? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently concerned about reckless aliens that seem to crash into the ground a lot if the accounts are to be believed. If that's the case, aliens must have high insurance premiums and not very good driving lessons. Not good. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.